This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The battle over bathrooms and gender identity has come to a boil in recent weeks, at least in some parts of the country. In other places, the question of transgender students using bathrooms and locker rooms in schools seems less contentious. In March, the Vermont Agency of Education issued new guidelines for schools that include best practices for handling student access to locker rooms and bathrooms. The guidelines require schools to consider a number of factors regarding privacy and comfort for all students. Ultimately, they recommend that schools allow students to choose to use the locker room and bathroom that corresponds to their gender identity. And while Vermont has not drawn headlines on this issue the way North Carolina, for example, has, the issue did come to the forefront in a southern Vermont high school in Chester last week. That's when a group of students protested that school administrators asked a transgender student to use a gender-neutral bathroom instead of one that corresponded with the student's gender identity. Though unrelated to that protest in Chester, it was just days later that the Obama administration issued guidelines for public schools on this issue. And to learn more about Vermont's guidelines and how this is unfolding around the state, we're speaking with Karen Richards, the executive director of the Vermont Human Rights Commission. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Karen, first, can you tell us what Vermont's guidelines recommend when it comes to which bathrooms and locker rooms transgender students should be allowed to use?
So the Agency of Education's guidance recommends that students not be required to use a locker room or restroom that conflicts with that student's gender identity. And the Human Rights Commission has also taken the position that people, students, and people in general should be allowed to use the bathroom that of their choice.
How often does the Vermont Agency of Education issue guidelines? And is last month the first time it's addressed the issue of properly supporting transgender students?
That would really be a better question for the agency. This is the first guidance that I have seen that has come out of the agency on this issue.
Can you describe briefly what happened in the Chester High School situation that prompted a small group of students to walk out of the school? It was a brief protest, but they did walk out.
My understanding was that a transgendered student was asked to use a single stall bathroom rather than use the bathroom that he chose to use.
As a gender neutral bathroom, you mean, by
yes,
single stall?
Yes, gender neutral.
What do you say for, you know, people who may be on the other side of this issue, as many folks seem to be in North Carolina, at least lawmakers there, who say this is really a privacy issue, that some students feel uncomfortable if they need to share a bathroom or a locker room with a transgender student?
I think the issue is really about protecting the rights of the transgender students and ensuring that they are not treated differently because of their transgender status. If other students are uncomfortable, then they can certainly use the gender-neutral bathrooms that are available. The other thing is most restrooms are single-stall restrooms, so to my mind, it isn't a big deal for people to be in the bathroom.
You're talking about the privacy aspect of it?
Yes.
Yeah, I wondered about that myself. It seems the bigger issue with that comes to when you're talking about locker rooms, I guess, if it comes to, like, say, sports teams showering together, that kind of thing.
Right, and even there, there are accommodations that are fairly easily made to respect the privacy of students that are uncomfortable.
A joint letter from the Departments of Education and Justice went out last week. We mentioned that directing public schools to allow transgender students to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity and to ensure that, quote, transgender students enjoy a supportive and non-discriminatory school environment. Do you think that would change practices at all in Vermont schools? I mean, is the federal language more strongly worded, perhaps, than Vermont's recommendations?
I don't think it would generally change the guidance that the agency has issued. It's a little stronger, I think, than what the Agency of Education here in Vermont issued, but I think they're not inconsistent with one another.
And has the commission heard any complaints or challenges from other schools around Vermont to any of these issues?
We have not.
And issues beyond just bathroom selection when it comes to appropriately supporting transgender students, what are some other decisions that schools may be facing and ways that teachers and administrators are handling them?
Well, some of the other things that the guidance actually addresses is issues around what you do about student records where you have a student whose transgender status may conflict with their biological sex, and what you do about official records and transcripts, what you do about pronouns and how you address students and how they want to be addressed. And also issues around how you maintain the confidentiality of a student who may, for example, be out with their transgender status at school, but may not be out at home with their parents.
And Karen, as the director of the Vermont Human Rights Commission, how would you categorize Vermont as a place, as a culture, for a place where transgender students can feel comfortable? Do you think it's better off for them here than in other places?
I think that there are and have been good supports for students, transgender students in Vermont, probably better than many places in the country. But I think that if you look at statistics, you would still see that that group of students is subjected at a much higher level to bullying and harassment than other students. So I don't think that we are without issues here.
Karen Richards is the executive director of the Vermont Human Rights Commission. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.